Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Beis, teaches us. Rava Rami. Rava asked the following question. Ksiv, in one pasuk in Tehillim it says, Ki godl at shemayim chazdecha v'at shchokim amitecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed reaches up to the heavens. To ksiv, but there's another pasuk, Ki godl me'al shemayim chazdecha v'at shchokim amitecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed goes above the heavens. Ask the Gemara HaKetzet, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Answers the Gemara, Kan ba'osim l'shma, those that do mitzvahs l'shma get schar that reaches above the heavens. V'kan ba'osim shloi l'shma, those that do mitzvahs shloi l'shma get schar, but they don't get schar to the same degree. They only get schar that reaches the heavens. Ukra Yehuda, Damar Yehuda Merav, as Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, that doing a mitzvah, the Gemara is trying to prove, even Shloi Lishma is also worthwhile. Because says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Loilam Yasek Adam B'Torah Mitzvahs, Abi Shloi Lishma, a person should do learn Torah and do mitzvahs, Shloi Lishma, Shmetoich, Shloi Lishma, Bal Lishma. By doing it, Shloi Lishma, you will eventually reach doing it lishma. So all the Rishayim ask that the Gemara Masechta Brachos says, Ha'oisik b'toira shloi lishma, noyach loy shloi nivra. So how could our Gemara suggest, ask Tosfos all the Rishayim, that doing a mitzvah, shloi lishma, has some value, where the Gemara says, Ha'oisik b'toira shloi lishma, loyach no shloi nivra, would have been better that he not been created. And in fact, there's another Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Taina says, "Hoisik b'Torah l'shma." If somebody learns Torah l'shma, nas leisam chayim, it's something that gives brings life. Hoisik b'Torah shloi l'shma, nas leisam hamavis. So how can we give credit to somebody who learns shloi l'shma? So before we go further in quoting many of the terutzim that Rishonim and Achronim give, the Sfas makes an interesting observation. The Sfas says that from here we see, at least according to Tosfos and Rishonim's Havamina, that it's better not to learn Torah than to learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. Because the Gemara, Tosfos is only asking that learning Torah Shaloi Lishma is something that is not to be given credit to. The Gemara doesn't ask that, what about if you don't learn? So it seems that not learning, at least in the Havamina of Tosfos, may even be better than learning, not learning at all is preferable than learning Shloi Lishma. So Tosfos answers that when the Gemara says Shloi Lishma, now Gemara, is a person that doesn't have any improper intentions. Tosfos indeed says that was the Gemara that we learned previously. Yesh Shafel V'Nisker, where the Gemara said that we were referring to an individual who doesn't work, and he doesn't work Friday afternoon either. But he never works, but he still gets Schar. Why? Because the person is not a bad person. Here too, we're referring to an individual who's not a bad person. Whereas the Gemara Masechta Brachos is referring to a person who's learning just l'hisyaher, he's a bal gaiva, or he's learning to know Torah to be able to start up with other people who don't know how to learn, or he's or l'kanter. Such an individual is noich lo, that he shouldn't have learned. Tosfos in Masechta Brachos asks the same question. And Tosfos in Masechta Brachos gives a very similar tirutz. Tosfos says that our Gemara is referring to an individual who's learning for the sake of kavod, In Masechta Brachos, it's talking about somebody who's learning Amanas L'Kantar. So somebody who's learning just to get honor, it may not be the best intention, but it's not somebody who's using his Torah in a bad way. Another teretz that the Shach suggests is in our Gemara, when he says, or the Gemara says that he's learning Shloi L'Shma, it's a person that just learns without any intention. He's not intending to fulfill a mitzvah or not fulfill a mitzvah. So that person, indeed, you're supposed to learn, says the Shach, with the intention to fulfill a mitzvah, and we'll discuss this more later. But it's better, but it's not terrible. Whereas there, the Gemara in Brachos is referring to an individual who's learning without the intention of fulfilling, with the intention, with an ulterior motive. Ask the Brisker Rav. Yes, a person who's learning with the wrong intention, Taisha says, a Manas L'Kantar, is considered noyach loy, that he would have been better, that he shouldn't have learned. Noyach loy shloy nivra, he would have been better not to be created. It's a samavis. But ask the Brisker Rav, at the end of the day, he's learning. So why are we ignoring that fact? So the Brisker Rav says a beautiful vart. Avad says the Brisker Rav, the individual who's learning, even with the wrong intention, is learning. And since he's learning, he gets credit for Talmud Torah. What the Brisker Rav says is, let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, B'toh Shaloi L'Shma Bal L'Shma. The learning Torah Shaloi L'Shma could bring you to learn Torah L'Shma. Says Brisker Rav, what Taisus means to say is that there's only certain learning that has that ability, that even though you learn Shaloi L'Shma, it'll bring you L'Shma. That's if it's not Amanas L'Kantar. But if you learned Amanas L'Kantar, you're going to get Schar for learning Torah, but it's not going to bring you ever to the category of learning Torah L'Shma. Another pshat in Shaloi L'Shma is that a person learns because he's scared what will happen to him if he doesn't learn, or he wants the schar for learning. That Shaloi L'Shma is the Shaloi L'Shma of our Gemara, which isn't so terrible. The Rambam has a different approach. It's very much in line with what we just explained from the Brisker Rav. Of course, says the Rambam, our Gemara cannot contradict the Gemara Masechta Brachos. And the Gemara Masechta Brachos says that if somebody learns Torah Shaloi L'Shma, Noyach Lo Shaloi Nivra, he would have been better off not being created. But, says the Rambam, and that's our Gemara as well, but Lamaisa, he's still learning Torah. And since he's learning Torah, he gets that tremendous mitzvah of learning Torah. And ultimately, even though he starts on a bad way, he will ultimately, our Gemara tells us, be zoicha to learn Torah L'Shma. Similarly, the Or Zeruah says, certainly somebody who learns Torah Shaloi L'Shma is doing an Aveira. But just like when it's a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, we know that you're allowed to transgress an Aveira, says the Or Zeruah, we have to all get to the degree of learning Torah L'Shma. So of course, halavai, we should get to the madrega that we're learning Torah L'Shma. But if we're not going to learn Torah Shaloi L'Shma, we may never get to Torah L'Shma. So says the Or Zeruah, yes, it's terrible. And the Gemara Masechta Brachos is very tough on the individual who learns Torah Shaloi L'Shma. But just like you're allowed to do an Aveira in a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, so too are you allowed to learn Torah Shaloi L'Shma. It's Bikuach Nefesh without Torah. Another teretz, the Rishon LeZion suggests, there's a difference when you're beginning to learn or you already have learned for a while. A person who's beginning to learn, so he hasn't really come to the beauty of Torah. So we allow him to learn Torah Shaloi L'Shma. only in the individual who has already become accustomed to learning Torah. He, we don't allow him to learn Torah Shalai Lishma. Another pshat that the Gra says is that when is a person allowed to learn Torah Shalai Lishma? That's when he knows he's learning Torah Shalai Lishma. That's where he's up to in life. But he has a goal, and he has the intention to ultimately learn Torah Lishma. Such an individual may learn Torah Shalai Lishma, as Al Gemara teaches us. Whereas, an individual who never aspires to learn Torah Lishma, that's what the Gemara Masechta Brachos says, Noich Loi Shalai Nivra. It's interesting, the Mashal points out, that our Gemara, as we learned the Gemara at the beginning of the Shir, asked the question, is the Chesed Hashem up to Shemayim, or is the Chesed Hashem above the Shemayim? But the Mashal says, and the Gemara differentiated, between those that learn Torah Lishma versus those that learn Torah Shalai Lishma. Observes the Mashal. The Gemara only made this distinction in this world, that there's a difference in the schar between the individual who learns Torah Lishma versus the individual who learns Torah Shalai Lishma. But says the Mashal, in the next world, the post psukim end with the same words, Vatshchokim Amitecha. So he says, from here it seems that schar ba'olam haba is equal both to the individual who learns Torah Lishma and Torah Shalai Lishma. Al Gemara quoted Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo'olam yasek adam b'Torah b'mitzvahs af b'Shalai Lishma, Shemitah Shalai Lishma Yavu Lishma. But if we look in the Rambam, and this Rambam actually appears twice, once in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, and then in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud Halacha Hey. There the Rambam says, La'olam yasik adam b'Torah v'afilu shalai lishma. The Rambam doesn't mention mitzvahs. So actually, Ramosha and Tshuva and Degris Moshe, Orechayim, Chelek Aleph, Simenchof, asking this question on the Rambam, the why does the Rambam omit umitzvahs, says that the Rambam's girsa in Al Gemara was not umitzvahs. The Rambam's girsa was ubemidas. La'olam yasek adam b'Torah b'midas. A person should learn Torah, and a person should act the way he's supposed to behave, and by that combination, tells us Rabbi Yehuda Merav will reach Torah Lishma. But indeed, according to the Rambam, just mitzvahs we have no heter to do Shalai Lishma. Which is, of course, difficult to understand. Rav Moshe says that the Rambam has a different girsa in Al-Gemara. But Pash Pshat, the girsa in Al-Gemara, is Torah mitzvahs. So why did the Rambam choose to omit the mitzvahs? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Rambam didn't have to teach us mitzvahs. Because to do a mitzvah Shalai Lishma, of course you're mekayim the mitzvah. But by li mitayra, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, somebody would think that learning Torah Shalai Lishma is not to be considered learning. And that's why Al Gemara had to teach us that you should learn Torah Shalai Lishma. But to do mitzvah Shalai Lishma, avada you should do mitzvah Shalai Lishma if you can't do them Lishma. The Egli Tal, in the Agdama to his Sefer Egli Tal, he makes the following point. He says the Rambam is following his opinion, that the Rambam's opinion is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And therefore, if you didn't have kavana to fulfill a mitzvah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam is very understandable. The Rambam is saying that you have to learn. The Rambam can't say do mitzvah shalai lishma, because according to Rambam, mitzvah shalai lishma is not considered a valid mitzvah, but makes the Egli Tal some interesting points. He says, just like we know, the Gemara says, "Asik b'chalovim b'rayis." If somebody did not intend to eat something non-kosher, if somebody did not intend to have an illicit relationship, but they had such a relationship and they ate non-kosher food, chayiv, even though it was a misasik, because shekein nena, so too by mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs, even though you did not intend to fulfill a mitzvah, says Degli Tal, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, he says, if somebody eats matzah, so he didn't intend to, without the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah, but at the end of the day, he enjoyed eating the matzah. Even though he didn't have kavanah, he gets the mitzvah. Therefore, he says, even the Rambam who holds mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, and by mitzvahs we don't say the concept of shloi lishma, a mitzvah that involves having hanah is a mitzvah even if you don't have hanah. Furthermore, says the Egli Tal, only by mitzvahs which involve an act is there a concept that if you did the mitzvah shloi lishma, it's not considered that you did a mitzvah. But says the Egli Tal, that let's say it's a mitzvah that involves sheva taisa, just not doing something. And he says that's how it comes into our Gemara, because our Gemara speaks about the person who on Erev Shabbos just didn't do melacha, and Erev Yontov didn't do melacha. When it's a melacha, when it's Sheval Taisa, there says the Egli Tal, even the Rambam would agree that even if you did the mitzvah without any intention, you're considered that you have been mekayim a mitzvah. So, ask the Sfasemis, if this is pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, and if you don't do the mitzvah lishma, it's not considered that you did a mitzvah. So why, indeed, should you ever do a mitzvah shloi lishma? So he says, indeed, such a person has no point in doing a mitzvah. So now, the Mefarshim try to understand. Rav Yehuda Merav says, "Lo'el miyasek adam b'tarei mitzvah shloi lishma, shmetach shloi lishma bo lishma." How does that work? So the simple pshat is that if you learn and you learn and you learn, and you get accustomed to learning, so then it becomes your habit and you learn tarei lishma. The Atma Farshim explained that Torah is so beautiful, and somebody who connects himself to Torah comes to see the light of Torah, and since he comes to see the light of Torah, he ultimately will learn Torah Lishma. But the Mechtav Eliyahu says that Metoich Shalai Lishma Ba Lishma. He says even the individual who's learning Torah Shalai Lishma has to have his eye on the goal. And he has to say, yes, I'm now not learning. Now I'm learning Shalai Lishma. But he always has to have in mind that my ultimate goal is to learn Lishma. And if he has that kavana, then Metoch Shalai Lishma Ba Lishma. But the Mefarshim asks, the Nefesh Chaim asks, another pshat that I saw from the vision of Tzurebbe is that if we look in the wording of our Gemara, and we look in the wording of the Gemara Masechta Brachos, we'll see there's a nuance of a difference. Our Gemara says, "Lo'olam yasek adam b'toyer b'mitzvus." The Gemara Masechta Brachos says, "Haloi m'toyer." What's the difference between the wording? So he says, our Gemara is speaking about somebody who's Isaac. He's part of a group. He's learning Torah with other people. A person who's part of the group, a person who's teaching people Torah, Even though he's learning Torah Shalai Lishma, teaches us our Gemara Matach Shalai Lishma, ultimately Baal Lishma. But the Gemara in Masech, the Brachas, is speaking about Haloi Matayra, an individual who's learning Torah by himself. The person who's learning Torah by himself, that person, indeed, his learning is Noyach Lashlai Nivra. At least if you're learning, even if you're not learning Lashma, you should at least have in mind that you should at least be part of a group or teach other people Torah, and then you will ultimately come Lashma. I saw a very nice vart that the Gemara here is teaching us that there's a difference between Torah and davening. The Gemara doesn't say l'olam nispala adam shalai l'shma, because indeed by davening, if a person davens without any kavana, that tefillah is not considered a tefillah. Our Gemara, which is speaking about learning, is telling us that by learning, even though you didn't have the proper kavana, it's still considered something b'shtar shalai l'shma b'al l'shma. But as I started saying, Rav Chaim V'lozhner and others try to understand the word l'oilam. Why does the Gemara say l'oilam? So Rav Chaim V'lozhner says, because the word l'oilam comes to teach us that always. You know what is the way, says Rav Chaim V'lozhner, the Gemara is teaching us. You're going to come in your learning from shalai l'shma l'shma. If l'oilam, you sit and learn all the time, you learn with asmada, such a person, the koyach of the asmada will bring him to ultimately to learn Torah Lishma. That's Rav Chaim V'lozhner's explanation. But I saw another beautiful explanation from the Kedushas Levi, from the Vedichver Rebbe. The Kedushas Levi says like this. He says, when a person learns, or a person learns, so every day that the person learns more, he recognizes that his learning of yesterday, his knowledge of learning, his ability to learn, his madrega learning, was less. And he says, that learning isn't as great as today's learning. Says the Kedushas Levi, you know who is the person who learns Torah Lishma? The person who l'olam yasek adam b'Torah b'mitzvah shalai Lishma. He always views his previous learning as if it was a shalai Lishma learning. He always says that my previous acts weren't yet on the madrega they ought to be. A person who lives his life trying to constantly glow. A person who lives his life saying, I need to do better. I need to learn better. I need to learn more. That is the person who indeed be zoicha la'olam yasek adam Torah b'Torah mitzvah shalai l'shma. He feels his mitzvahs could have been better. And he will indeed, says the Kedushas Levi, grow until his mitzvahs and Torah will indeed be b'al l'shma, be the way it's really, really supposed to be.